Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, good evening, everyone. I'm trusting that you're able to hear me. I'm trusting that we're live, and I'm trusting that everything is A-okay. But I'm not sure. This is your co-host, Bill Green, speaking to you live, I hope. If anybody hears me out there, please give me an indicator. I'm waiting for the better half of our set here to come forward. Will Green, this is Bill Green. Give me just a second to be sure that we're being heard. Did I hear something?
I can hear you.
Ah, and who might that be?
Hello. Hey, Tom.
You know, I know that we usually have some kind of musical interlude, but obviously I missed that boat. So I'm not going to burst into song, so I apologize if everyone's disappointed that we didn't have the usual, let's see, last week it was, how does that start out? How does glory start out, Will?
One day.
and then we didn't have the, what's the other one? Your jazz one that you do. I love how that one starts. But anyway. There you go. Yeah. So we're just going to cut right to the chase, everyone. Good evening. And I'm going to let Will do all the intro stuff because I love how he does it. Wilfredo, take it over, bro.
All right. Hey, Tom, bienvenidos. Welcome. Namaste, as I say in the Black Foot language. Welcome. This is the Green House Tech Radio Show. We're live on Blog Talk Radio every Monday and Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Like Dad said, we're just kind of jumping right into it today. My name is Will Green. You just heard the newly dubbed Mad Scientist. We like to call him the Lions Historian. Again, my dad, Bill Green. Providing an art that bridges generations between our generations and even future generations. So getting things going here, we'd just like to remind everybody before we start doing our thing, just a few reminders. The first reminder is to grab a pen and paper, a pencil and pad, a post-it note, a marker, the back of an envelope, whatever you got. We want to make sure that if you have questions in the comments, maybe something you might pick up from our discussion or something you want to share with us on the show, that you don't forget. I see Adam's already here. And, you know, Adam loves to quote, you know, why use 100 words when 1,000 words would do. So it's not that we're forgetting about you. It's just sometimes we get caught up in the dialogue. And again, we don't want you to forget. So grab that pen and pad just in case. The second thing is we have numerous ways for you to engage with us. And we are always encouraging you, the listeners, to engage with us with these live shows Mondays and Wednesday nights. One way to engage with us is the chat room on Blog Talk Radio site. You can access the chat room by setting up, if you don't already have it, a free Blog Talk Radio account. And you will see, once you set up the account, you go to the greenhouse of blogtalkradio.com/thegreenhousefx. You can see at the bottom the chat room, and you can go right in there and engage with us. Another way we have it open is that some of you receive invitations via Facebook invite, event page, and you can chat with us on the event page as well on Facebook in the discussion tab. You'll see about and discussion. Click on the discussion, and you can add a post in there. You may already see the artwork from my son, your great-grandson, Jackson. We did that on the computer, so we like to include him on the show as well. So, that's the main thing. For those that are listening online, you should already have a pen and paper handy. And I like to give out the phone number here because you can also engage with us and call in directly. So our number here, again, assuming you've got a pen and pad, pencil and paper, a post-it note, envelope, whatever. a number here to dial in. It's 516-453-6094. Again, 516-453-6094. And when you're ready to jump in with us, just press 1 on your keypad, and your number will come up in our queue. You know, let us know what's on your mind. You know, let us know what you're thinking. You got any comments, a shout-out, anything like that. Maybe you just want to say Happy New Year. That's cool with us, too. Feliz Año Nuevo. Just hit that one button on your keypad, and we'll bring you in. How's that, Ted?
That sounds excellent, man. That sounds perfect, in fact. Just so everyone would know, and also as a just to kind of inform you as well, but, you know, don't panic. Will's calling from Mexico, so he might sound a little garbled, a little faded, maybe even a little muffled. But that's because we're doing an international show, and we'll be for a couple more weeks. Just a heads up to you, that's all. Listen intently, and if you have any questions about what was said, be sure to, if you have access to the chat room, throw the comment or the question in there, and one of us will follow up on it. Otherwise, if there is, like Will said, comments on the various topics we'll be covering tonight that you want to make a comment about, just hit one on your, dashboard or keyboard, keypad. And that will indicate to us you want to make a comment. There are a couple things that will be possibly added to tonight's show. Hopefully, we're going to cover a plethora, I love that word, a plethora of topics, or maybe not. We might get stuck on one or two, especially if I get my engines revved and forget the protocol, which I'll apologize for ahead of time because it does happen, and I always catch my son off guard when I do that. But the intent is to cover topics including the Omicron variant of COVID, also the issues with flights and severe weather. Will, I'm sure you have a slate of topics as well. And also, of course, the standard issues that just don't seem to go away, having to do with government, you know, having to do with economy, having to do with employment, et cetera, et cetera. Anything that I missed as far as possible topics tonight are concerned, Wilfredo?
No, you're right on point. Right on point.
Okay. One of the things that just happened, and hopefully will actually happen tonight, I spoke with a pilot friend of ours, Wilfredo, and he said that he's going to try to hit us up tonight because I wanted to bring him in. He's a pilot, you know, so I figured between the two of you, you having experience in the past regarding weather patterns and dialogue with pilots and him being a pilot, that between the two of you, hopefully we can talk some about the issue at hand, which is the overwhelming number of flights being canceled, for one, because of the Omicron, which we can, you know, speak on, like we're experts about that anyway. But then also there's the other prevailing issue with so many flights canceled and delays because of COVID. There's also this other, if I may, Will, you okay with me continuing on, or what did you want to?
Yeah. I just want to make sure. I keep playing around with headsets and stuff, and I know I'm not coming in and out, but yeah, you're good. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I don't know if you can adjust your bass, but that's one thing, and you may not be able to adjust that. I know I can't adjust the one on my setup, but that's the main. Although, you know, always have tried to find a device that would let me get a little bass in my voice. Because I love it when it comes across like that. But that would be about if there's any way to adjust that. If not, excuse me, I'm sure everyone can hear you fine enough, my man. The topic that I really wanted to jump off with tonight has to do with this rollout that is happening with the 5G network, especially between Verizon and AT&T, that they're rolling the 5G out on Wednesday, the 5G signal. And they paid billions of dollars to get the frequency set up that they're going to roll this new 5G set up out. But there's a concern, and that's what I was hoping to bring our expert pilot relative. I guess there's no point in making it a secret. your cuz Ray wanted to hopefully when he comes on and can queue up with one, going to bring him in to talk about the concern the FAA has regarding the interruption of the 5G signals, a potential interruption of it, I should say. And that it, one of the concerns that I was reading about is that the altimeter, and I'm not going to get into trying to get into the expertise of the altimeter, but one thing that was discussed, that it, I guess, is a very sensitive device that helps land airplanes. But, you know, let me just cut to the chase. And the concern is that the signal may be disruptive to that. So, hey, I see Ray's in the queue. So, Will, how about if we just go ahead and bring him in now? Is that cool with you? Will, right up. Okay, I'm going
I'm
to pretend
sorry.
That
I'm,
it is cool.
Yeah, just go ahead and just keep going with it, Dad. I'm sorry. I'm having difficulty
okay,
hearing
got it.
You right now.
Got it. Okay. Hopefully that doesn't mean everybody is. Okay. Let me bring him in right quick. Let's see. Come on. There we go. Ray, are you out there, my man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
International.
International.
Show. Intracontinental.
Intracontinental, I like that. And I know I probably messed up everything trying to talk about this particular issue regarding the 5G rollout and its possible signal disruption, particularly toward this one thing I read about, the altimeter system used by radar to help land planes. And it seemed that the biggest concern is it's especially crucial during bad weather. So help us out here to understand what, you know, what the concern may very well be.
Yes, sir, Uncle. Hey, you hit it on the head. It is an instrument that helps land planes. You know what I mean? Like, I love,
yeah.
Love how you put that, man.
That might be a concern.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And it's so it's uber irrelevant towards,
gotcha,
you know, good weather or not. You know, it's
okay.
Yeah, it's so on a given day, like, you know, we ain't got to get super cute about it, but, you know, on a given day,
mm-hmm,
you know, the barometric pressure of the air changes.
Amen. Yeah.
The trillions of gases and stuff. I mean, it's just what it is,
yeah.
Okay?
Right.
So on a given day, like, aircraft to really pinpoint, you know, efficient and reliable readings, like the aircraft, the only way it can measure its relationship to the ground, you know, it's,
mm-hmm,
it's not,
yeah,
like
very
they
important
have eyes, you know,
very
what I'm saying?
Important.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, we're getting into some serious areas here.
No, no, you're good. You're good. But I'm saying, I'm just explaining what, you know, why altimeters exist in aircraft. It's
right,
a thing that helps, you know, give a little more accuracy of where the craft is in respect and in relation to the ground. Now, then you've got other devices, mm-hmm, but you got to set that sucker first for everything else to be right regarding altitude. So
yeah, yeah.
If you don't have an accurate altimeter, if there are things and devices out there that warps that reading or warps,
mm-hmm,
as far as like if it, you know, the barometric pressure doesn't,
mm-hmm,
change a lot per, you know, like depending on what regions you're in, It's not mm-hmm. supposed to. I mean, it's just that is. I mean, so every, you know, every 20 to 10 miles, you may get a slightly different barometric reading. But
gotcha.
But if you have devices that warp that reading, then every, heck, I mean, it can be every 20 seconds you need to check the bar, you know, you need to check the reading of what's going on with the air.
Wow.
You know, the air condition.
Gotcha. Okay.
Literally, the All air right, condition.
I'm assuming that's not a normal thing to have to do.
Correct. I was, yep, not, you know, that's not the best conversations that pilots to weather people to traffic controls. I mean, that's, you know, relying on a dependable altimeter reading eliminates a lot of conversation that can remain off the airways while they talk about other things. You know what I'm saying? So if something's continually bouncing that up and down, then it would increase radio, you know, radio banter and radio traffic, you know, where they, mm-hmm. you know, every 3 seconds I'd have to call in, hey, what's my reading? All right, what's my reading? Where am I at? You know, that's so, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to be super sophisticated with it.
Well,
the altimeter is, I mean, goodness. If you don't know where, it's not even, and I said to the ground, like where you are in relationship to the ground, it's more specifically, you know, where you are in relationship to stuff on the ground. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's not even just ground. Like, oh, my God, the ground of
mm-hmm.
it. No, it's,
mm-hmm.
well, if you don't know where the ground is, then I don't have an accurate reading of where that mountain is that is part of the ground. Or, you know.
Wow, got you,
A lot of, you know, things on the ground also are thrown off on your measurements. So, you know, a lot of that goes along with that. I mean, come on. If something's affecting, you know, the barometric reading or how the altimeter is performing.
Got it.
That's quite alarming. Quite alarming.
Yeah.
I mean, it can be. I'm not trying to promote fear and I'm like that. I'm just saying it can be. That's a serious, important conversation to be had.
That's something. I don't know. Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me before I start talking?
Go ahead.
I think this is something that I think that people need to understand, because when we're on airplanes now, remember before they say, don't use your phone. But now, you know, those rules have gotten kind of lax, right? We can see people, we all know, we've all probably done it. Those that fly, because bad don't fly. But those that fly, most of us have probably done it. We pulled out our phones, we used our phone, we weren't supposed to use our phones on the airplane. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know if many of you all remember the movie, the second Die Hard movie, when he was at the airport. And there was a scene when the bad guys took over air traffic control. And they changed the reading, and they made an aircraft crash because they changed the setting, the reading.
Perfect example.
You know, because even before an airplane hits the ground, it gives a warning. But if they change the reading, there's no way for the computer to calculate the precise measurement between the aircraft and the ground. So now you've got this 5G tower, you know, that's going to completely interfere with the computers giving the proper reading and adjustment between the air pressure, speed, and the ground coming up.
Perfect example.
Yeah, it just made me think about that. I'm sorry, just to throw that out there.
What I wanted to interject, though, is remembering what I was reading about, that the FAA made it clear that it's not every airport, it's certain airports. And I'm betting, I don't know, but I'm betting the certain airports have to do with that variation of altitude and the different obstructions that might exist, like mountains. You're like, you know, somebody might be landing in Denver. You know, it isn't quite the same thing probably as landing at Love Field in Texas. You know, we can't guarantee that there are absolutely no geographical obstructions anywhere around. So I'm really feeling this. And what based on that example you just gave, Will, if I remember right, what they did was tamper with the altitude. And so there was no way that the pilot had to trust that the tower was giving them proper altitude rate. Is that the kind of thing that the altimeter does? Dictates?
That's exactly what it did. It did was tamper with the altimeter. I mean, that's the subject of your conversation. Part of the subject of your conversation tonight is how the 5G affects the altimeter. And that's precisely what it did. It just, I mean, yeah, we, you know, aesthetically or, you know, by video, we saw on Die Hard the cute
right.
like diagrams. Oh, you see the ground and it's lower now. No, the plane don't think like that. It's reading what you fed into it. They did is change what was fed into it to allow the airplane to think that it was different or, you know, higher or lower than what is actually reported or what is actually going on.
Right.
So that altimeter did that. I mean, that's exactly what was adjusted, you know.
That example that Will gave from that movie, even though it was a movie, it was relatively accurate then, huh?
Oh, it was super accurate as far as how a manipulated altimeter can cause problems. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. See, and I'm not, you know, I know you two guys are well versed or at least familiar with aviation dialogue. I'm not. You know, all I know is I'm kind of the typical. Well, I'm a no flyer anyway, but I'm a typical, you know, peon or novice when it comes to that. So all we think is take off, cruise, land, you know, so some say, you know, the scariest part of a flight is the takeoff and the landing. So when you start talking about flight and ground being tampered with, that's a big concern to me. But what I want to ask the both of you is how come this doesn't seem to be that big of a concern to Verizon or AT&T, where the FAA has asked them to postpone at least for a couple more weeks before they do this rollout with this this new 5G frequency? Because from what I read, they both spent billions of dollars to secure these frequencies. So we're not really just talking about people using the phone. We're talking about the availability of the frequency, whether the phone is used or not. Or am I correct about that? Help me out, Chuck.
Well, I tell you what, we're just not knowing about all of that, you know, and not, I guess none of us, we're not in that, you know, in those conferences that's really going on like that.
Right,
but
right.
My first guess would be just straight from a commerce side is Verizon and whomever, like, they're like, well, this is commerce, government, you know, the same way you can't force me to open up Apple iPhones of a terrorist, just like I can't give you the iPhone code of a terrorist, you have no right to interject in my commercial ability or what we think is safe and profitable, you know. So I say that to say, like, so my plan to say, if I'm a Verizon CEO or just a shrewd business, you know, a shrewd business owner, and the FAA is saying, hey, can you wait a while to do your 5G stuff? Can you wait a while?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
My return is, well, can you, you know, can you hold off business a while? Like, you know what I mean? FAA, stop flying a while. You see what I'm
Wow.
Like, everybody ain't got to fly. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
This,
okay.
I'm saying whatever that while is, somebody ain't budging.
Somebody ain't budging.
No, that's my opinion. That's my little opinion just
no,
on the business
no,
side.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Man,
that's
between the three of us, your opinion is of equal vote. Absolutely. Go ahead.
No, amen.
No, so Verizon and AT&T, you know, they so it, of course it's money, right? Put it, I mean, plain and simple. You know, we can say business, but we say business is the money. So now they feel like they're in this race with China, you know, because China's rolling out high-speed broadband for their country. And, you know, there is a higher demand for wireless service, you know, as we deal with COVID, right? Because a lot of people are doing more and more remote, working, learning. There's a higher demand for this now. And even from the business aspect, you know, the wireless industry has paid more than $80 billion for access to these frequencies. And so AT&T and Verizon are trying to jump on it, you know, to compete also with T-Mobile. I mean, it's, you know, it's all this business stuff, you know, and it's all about the money. But, go ahead.
And I get that. Well, I get it as you two are talking about it. But along with that, my main reason for even raising this as a topic has to do with something that's defying gravity by being held up in the air, and the possibility of gravity taking over and dictating the impact of this object being held in the air that's so delicately balanced by this device, this instrument. Business being business, I wanted to get the insight that thank you both for understanding how this, the danger, the concern, maybe I'll say it that way, the concern of this instrument being tampered with by this frequency use or rollout or this 5G. Obviously 5G must be a powerful frequency. And because we've had 1 through 4, and they seem to do fine. So, you know, or maybe they went through the same thing before it was actually put to test. Who knows? All I know is that it's really seemed to hit the news, this particular cycle of the media in regards to the concern that the FAA has, the concern that these two conglomerates have and all the other you know, all the other ones beneath them that have less of an influence. So, you know, yeah. So people's lives are being, like, what, moved around as pawns, as business determines the impact, extent, or otherwise balance of profit. And I guess I'm asking that, not stating it. And so do the people have anything to say about this, or do we just cross our hearts and hope to fly?
Right. Yeah. Let me chime in there. Like, so saying that to say, like, I think that's, you know, again, if I had to guess, it's smack dead on the same decisions that the FAA chose to intervene in aviation, you know, just chose to intervene in folk flying, the same decision that were made as far as weather, COVID, pandemic, and, I, you know, you'd have to treat this as, you know, accordingly. Look, AT&T and T-Mobile, they ain't in the aviation business.
Yeah.
So whoever puts a plane in the air that don't check out with what needs to be checked out, I'd be very disappointed if that happened.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, now And we're talking about best case scenario. Now, you both are familiar with you mentioned barometer readings, which if anybody has sinus issues, you know more about barometer readings than you think you know. But you both have dealt with, you know, Ray as a pilot, you, Will, as, I'm going to say, a coach, you know, in laying out weather patterns for cross-Atlantic flights, right? Based on today's technology, how much of an impact does, and I admit I'm stupid, so I'm asking, you know, I'm asking this question from a place of stupidity. How much effect does weather have on flight patterns and the delicacies of instrument control when visibility is relatively zero?
I mean, that's a...
Crickets.
No, I mean, I'm just, because that is, like, I would hope even as passengers, whether there's, you know, 10,000 people listening in or will eventually tune in to this, you know, whether it's this broadcast or whether it's the information that, like you're saying, that's in the news loop going, you know, as of now or whatever, you know, whatever those things are. I mean, it means everything. That is, the planes don't have eyes. You know, planes don't have a little wizard behind the curtains making sure things go right. No, man, every inch of an airplane is designed to read something, and not every inch, but there's so many things that are in that cockpit that are made, invented, and implemented to provide information on what the heck the air outside the metal is doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's pertinent. I mean, it's you know, so when you're talking about, you know, messing around with, you know, 5G can impact like barometric pressure. That is the thing that planes latch on to get a reading of how far they are from the ground. Period.
I hear you. Yeah.
I mean, you can do all the other stuff. You can break everything else on the airplane. I mean, of course, you know, I'm being facetious, but the main thing, the only thing that airplane super relies on is that altimeter reading as far as where it is from relationship to ground stuff.
Man,
the altimeter, it reads the aerometric pressure. That's what it's doing. It consumes it.
Yeah, I like that. You said it consumes it. It's like, give me data.
Yeah,
give me data. You know,
like,
give me data. Yeah.
Yep, I need to know my barometric. Reading now. I need to know it again. So as you're traveling and as you're like transitioning from the Midwest to the East or to this, you know, from the Southwest just to the mere South and then from South to Midwest, whatever those transitions are, they are relying on that barometric pressure, man, to reset where they are.
Yeah.
Altitude. Sorry,
yeah, no. I was just gonna. I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, Will, in regards to memory, because it's been a long time since you were at Ogden Aviation, and who knows if you remember your trip to Amsterdam. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. But anyway, what was the dialogue like? I mean, I'm with pilots when you were providing, the lay of the land. You know, like was part of the dialogue about weather concerns and, you know, weather patterns or anyway? I think you get my drift of what I'm asking.
Yeah, no, all that. You know, and I think that the thing is, as passengers, we don't consider is the what ifs. Of course, we don't want to think about the what ifs because, you know, the fear, you know, that we don't want to think about the what ifs. We just want to land. You know, we want to take off. We want to land. You know.
Yeah.
But when charting flight patterns, you know, you identify the weather patterns. You deal with the pressure. You know, and God forbid anything happens, but you know, when you're dealing with long-distance travel, you have to consider what airports or what options are available in case you might need to land in emergency. You know,
you still need to know what the weather's like at the option B, too, though, right? I mean, you still need to know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
I mean, just so, you know, I'm asking these things not to cause any kind of panic or anything, but I don't know of any time that I've had the opportunity to have this kind of dialogue with those who I trust anyway, you know, someone who's been trained to map out flight patterns and someone who's actually flown them. I imagine you two could sit around a coffee table and have one hell of a conversation, right?
Oh, you know it. You know we can. You know we can. You know, so just as an example of a typical flight from Atlanta to Amsterdam that I deal with every day. You know, you got to look. The points that were taken into consideration was Atlanta, of course, and then New York because it traveled along the East Coast. Once you hit New York, then it banks right and it goes by Halifax. It flies over Halifax and then goes over
and that's
to Amsterdam. In
Canada? Where is Halifax?
No, I don't remember. That's the part where lack of, you know, it's been...
That's all right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right.
Go ahead. Don't let me take it off strike. Go on. All right.
Just, everybody can look on their maps on the internet and just look for Halifax. You know, but it's east. It's east of the, you know, of the U.S.
Just remember that. It's east. So if you wind up west, you ain't near the Halifax.
You ain't going to that west. No, you're not in Canada.
And that's another issue that we'll talk about in another show. Right on.
But those are the points that we have to consider when charting these flights. So now you're dealing with, these new fifth generation towers, you know, you're looking at like smaller places, you know, that's not huge like in Atlanta, Dallas, New York. You know, I mean, when I flew into here in Durango, you know, I'm walking off the airplane onto the tarmac. It ain't no thing to meet you and you walking across the bridge and to the building. No, I'm walking off the airplane.
That's how it used to be.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
y'all
you know,
been
what
spoiled.
About
see, you got that caterpillar tunnel and stuff. No, you used to come down that ladder and you walk across the ground and you jumped at every sound that came zooming by you. But go ahead, sorry.
It's just, what about those particular airports? You know, that deal with those, you
got
know, that
doesn't
have the capacity like those major airports.
Yeah. Ray, if I can ask you, I'm going to ask you if you don't mind. Let me put it that way.
Yes, sir.
Does the size of the craft matter when it comes to the altimeter?
Of course, no. No.
So when you're up there flying, you know, that just makes woolly caterpillars just go down the base of my spine saying that. When you're up there flying, do you keep one eye on the altimeter or do you just save that for when it's time to descend? I guess that's really just what I want to get to.
So to answer your question, you don't keep an eye on it.
Okay.
What you are looking for is, first of all, most of the obstacles that you intend to not crash into you've already, you know, planned them out. You know, you've got them on your charts. And you've already, you know, like Will said, you know, you
or I mean, or like Will would do with his job. I mean, it's
you do
all the pre-planning first, so you kind of, you know, but it all blows up in your face if you don't have an accurate altimeter reading when you take off.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so the best laid plans are dependent upon that altimeter stuff. Now, the way you get an accurate reading barometrically is when you're conversing. Like Will said, hey, you know, he turns people over to Halifax, you know, like, sorry. So if, you know, that kind of talk is, you've left one region and now you're in Halifax's region. Well, when you leave one region to another, the you know, a few of the main important parts are spoken. So like, you know, so like Will said, hey, if you leave from Atlanta and you enter into Halifax, just for an example, Atlanta region and you enter into Halifax region. I mean, that's a long, far ways off, but just for the sake of an example, the main points that you're communicating with one approach to another is, you know, how high you are, what's your tail number, what the weather is doing, what their plan is, what their plan is for you, and the altimeter. That, like, you know, of course, in the wind and all, I mean, all that stuff is communicated, but the altimeter is never left out. That's how important it is. It's always communicated to make sure that, hey, I know you're in a different region now. Altimeter setting 295 or, you know, whatever. They'll tell you what is going on atmospherically, even though you may have predicted it from the time you took off. But, of course, air isn't predictable, so they just advise you. They, you know, they. You, in fact, you're looking for that information. I mean, it's so as to answer your question is, altimeter reading and checking in with it is it's before flight, it's during flight, and mainly getting on the same page to what region or area you're in. And that's when you speak with whatever controls you're passed off to, and if there's not a live air traffic controller on the other end, they'll normally have a recording, and that recording normally starts off with altimeter reading. You know what I mean? No way, no how, and in no area, and in no other, and in no frequency will you not get an altimeter reading. Like Will mentioned like Will mentioned earlier, that example in Dyer was perfect. I mean, that's what it looks like if you're not playing, you know, if you're not accurate and in agreement with the altimeter is in that area. I mean, that's exactly what it looks like. I don't care what kind of craft you're in. Yeah, if you can, you know, if you have, you know, if visibility is cool and if, you know, things of that nature, then yeah, you can kind of handle it. You know, I fly way smaller aircraft. But, you know, to try to, you know, manually land one of them Boeings or, you know, those heavier aircraft, I mean, that's so many flights that depend on an altimeter reading. It's comical.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah.
It's comical.
Yeah.
You know? There you go. To answer your question, that's what's going down, man. You depend on that sucker. It's not a scan. It's not a part of like your scan as you're flying. You know, I don't care what kind of aircraft you're in, but it's a part of your communication at all times.
At all times.
At all times.
That's the point right there. Yeah. Will, if I can, I want to. Not if I can. There, I said it again. I'm going to ask you anyway, whether you like it or not. Now, I only know you. I mean, I know you as a man, but I still primarily know you as my son. So that means I know you when you were a swaddler. So, you know, I have to act kind of like, I guess, Michael, I'm kind of acting like Michael Jordan's kids talking about Michael Jordan to other people. Yeah, just my dad. So when you told me about having gone to weather pattern school, you know, let me ask you something, because you were working at Hartsfield, you were in your 20s, right? I mean, like in your early 20s, like maybe around 24, 25. I don't think you had hit your 30s yet, had you?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's you, right? That was 97.
When you were at Hartsfield, how old were you? Let me just ask you.
I'm thinking back now. So we're talking like from 97 to 2000. So I was in my late 20s, early 30s, late
20s. Okay, now when you would, I don't know, but I'm assuming pilots are like usually average ages maybe in their 30s. I'm just guessing. I don't know. But regardless, did they respect your calculations when you would provide them with these maps?
From a personal note, it was, I don't know, because I was probably one of the first and only airline operation managers with Osram Aviation that worked with these pilots. So, but not bringing race into it, they were, the calculations
were.
What
the hell, bring race into it,
So, I'm sure they questioned it sometimes and spoke with the general manager of the station to confirm and stuff like that. But there was ways to confirm with Amsterdam. It wasn't like we just sent them on their way. So whatever we worked out through charting the flights and deciding on the way that they would go and how much fuel they would need, et cetera, all this stuff was confirmed with the Amsterdam station as well. There was a lot of back and forth to confirm the weight and balance, the flight, the chart, before we just sent them on their way.
Yeah, and the reason why I was asking, because you were working primarily, if I remember, exclusive with like KLM, right?
Right.
And KLM is kind of a Scandinavian, let me put it this way. But the point I'm getting to is that it's kind of a no-black zone, I'm just thinking that this young brother walking into this sacred territory in this cockpit, talking with these Dutch, Scandinavian, who shot John, European, white brothers, I'm hoping they weren't reading too many headlines about Atlanta when you would come in with the map. So they didn't just like chase you out the cockpit. They actually entertained your information, regardless of whether they had to confirm it or not. All right.
Our conversations were short, versus their conversations with other, operation managers and supervisors. With me, it was pretty cut and dry. But with the other guys, they kick in and talk about this and talk about that.
Yeah.
But that was just something I didn't care, I knew what I was doing,
right?
And I was happy to be where I was and proud to do what I was doing. So I really didn't give a shit. Excuse my language.
He didn't really say that, y'all. He's a delayed
thing. I'm gonna blame it on the Mexican air tonight.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's how they do. That's how they roll in Mexico. So I know that this was just supposed to be one of several topics to be discussed, but I got to tell y'all, man, I have loved this. This has been an amazing dialogue for me to be honored to sit in and listen to. I don't know too many. I don't know anybody. Not too many people. I don't know anybody who can tell me that they've had the privilege of having to be able to sit in on a conversation like this with two brothers. I'm telling you, I know that, we went way past what our schedule had dictated, Will, but I got to tell y'all, man, I feel so I'm beyond impressed. Always sound kind of corny to me, you know, I'm overwhelmed with gratitude to the both of you for sharing your expertise in this regard. Again, these are the kind of topics that black folk don't usually sit down and have. But y'all correct me if I'm wrong. You know what I mean?
No, you're right.
And
the question is, and you posed the question, Dad, you know, so what are we supposed to do now? You know, but, you got, you know, demand for airline travel. We got demand for more remote and access to the Internet through COVID now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a great question. What are we supposed to do now? And are people even knowledgeable of this situation, or let alone even, like you said, have this discussion in the first place? You know, maybe maybe people will stop, you know, maybe at least using their phones on the airplane. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well,
maybe,
yeah, but see, again,
maybe not
to me that's the value. But to me that's the value of having conversations like this. You know, people, I don't know, it's been a while since I've flown, but still, yeah, I flew. And I just depended on one thing in regards to my my faith. I just figured, well, the pilot don't want to die either, you know. So, you know, I just never imagined what it really takes to know this skill, to have this skill. I mean, it's amazing. So anyway, look here. Thank y'all, man. Ray, man, thank you so much. I hope that I don't know. We may not have time to bring a caller in. If we do, it would have to be quick. But if they have questions, Ray, will you be available to answer any that may fall more in the realm of pilot? All right.
Man,
Will, I'm looking at
that.
Okay. You know what? I think looking at the time, we just hold off on this and just go ahead with where we are right now. Y'all got any more comments that you want to just throw out there randomly, Will, Ray? About this whole issue with flying, crickets.
From my end, and there's a little delay, I believe, Uncle. So forgive me.
Okay.
If I'm a little
I was just
slow here.
I was just teasing.
Oh yeah, I got you. So, like Will was mentioning, like you just to highlight this conversation, man, it's, you know, I don't think I'm out of my depth by saying this, but like we would like to commend you for even wanting to bring up some form of awareness. Even, you know, we're not the scientists and we hadn't figured it out yet, but we ain't crazy either. You know what I mean? We can, I mean, there's something there. You know what I mean? And we're not trying to be conspiracy. You know, I don't think you're trying to be like a conspiracist or have you.
No,
but no, you're like, wait a minute. That, you know, hey, if the FAA is bucking and the wireless companies are bucking, you know, hey, that's, you know, we as a community, as individuals, as loving family members, that whatever point you want to kind of bring in on that, I would hope that, you know, we stay tuned and you know, be aware of, be aware of some information. When, you know, you may not be asked to fix it or vote or whatever all that stuff is, but, you know, we can dang sure, you know, seek information, you know.
Amen.
And way to bring,
that's
what
right.
I'm saying, like, way to bring awareness on the, you know, on a real, you know, on a real, like, you know, basic, important level. In my, again, this is in my book, man. I appreciate this, man.
Yeah, man. Oh, believe me, it's to our advantage to have a pilot in the family. You know, I don't know. You know, to me,
man.
Way,
amen.
I mean, this is,
yes,
this
sir.
Is the issue at hand, you know, and having somebody who maps out weather patterns in the, I mean, man, this is just amazing to me. Will, any additional commentary you want to make, man? I want to milk this for every minute we got.
Man,
yeah, I think that you know, we should just, you know, keep an eye on how it's going, as far as what's going on with these wireless companies and the FAA, et cetera. I think that if I understand correctly, like they're waiting like another 6 months or something like that before they really hit the switches or whatever. So hopefully between now and, you know, let's say June and July, you know, they can, you know, figure out, you know, what's going on and make sure that you know, nothing detrimental happens to any other flights, no matter how big or how small, you know, the aircraft or the airport is, you know. But, yeah, this is just something I think that we should definitely, you know, keep our finger to the pulse, you know. I think that's how the phrase goes. But definitely just, you know, make sure we are aware of what's happening and, you know, definitely a topic that we'll be following up, you know, June or July or something like that.
Okay, now, you're saying 6 months. Did you just hear that or read that? What I got today was that this F5G rollout is happening Wednesday.
So it's limited, not everywhere.
Yeah, I understand. Got it, yeah. Like they said, it's going to be at certain airports. Yeah, okay. But still, with the issues of flight patterns, severe weather, people needing to get from point A to point B, and then this 5G thrown in, I mean, it's like something that even on a relatively smaller scale and not, you know, full-blown everywhere, I don't know anything about 5G rollout frequencies and frequency disruptions, but they're going ahead with this thing on Wednesday. And so regardless of how big this is going to be, the concern, even minute, is still a concern, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, so, yeah, I'm hearing what you're saying, like between now and 6 months from now when it's going to be, I guess, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, monitoring would be the one thing we can do regardless. But when you got to fly, you got to fly, right?
Right.
So here we are, you know, here we are once again being pawns to the government. You know, again, thank you, brother, so much. I hope we can do a follow-up on this again soon, right? I hope, you know, like I won't have to pound on your front door to get you to come
Amen.
Back.
Yeah. All good.
Because I will.
I love you.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you, man. I'm pretty passionate about this, man. And when you mentioned when you got to fly, you got to fly. I'm, you know, again, AT&T and Verizon or whomever, they like, oh, really? Do you have to fly? You know, they don't.
Yeah.
They're not concerned with that. I mean, I would imagine they're not concerned with that yet. But anyway, yeah. It's like, you don't have to fly.
Yeah. But based on the going rate of consumption, y'all seem to have to have your phones. So, you know.
Yep.
So,
and then there's
keep your
that
phone.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. All right, y'all. Thanks again. This has been incredible. Ray, thank you so much for sharing with us your knowledge and expertise on this particular subject. And I'm looking forward to bringing you back in the near future to share what we are finding out as we go with regards to this whole experience. Will, hope things are going well in Mexico, man. I hope that, you know, all things being considered, you're doing the best you can with what you got.
Absolutely. Stop being.
Yeah. Thank you so much, man, for allowing us to go off course and just go all the way, just nosedive into the, it goes all the flying metaphors, right? And just nosedive into this topic, man. And again, just, you know, speaking to you as a knowledgeable individual with this particular topic, I hope that you too will be available to come back again and talk more in depth with this as the issue unfolds. What do you say to that? What say ye, Wilfredo?
Oh, man, you know, absolutely. You know, we'll be back Wednesday. We'll see what happens Wednesday, you know, and we got plenty more topics and other things to discuss. So
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. All right. And I know there was a couple callers in the queue, and I apologize to y'all for not being able to get to you today, but hopefully you'll come back Wednesday, and it won't be too late to present your questions, comments, and thoughts even on Wednesday's show, because we don't really have a scheduled theme of topics to talk about. Instead, we're being more caller-friendly and given the opportunity for anyone who calls in to make comments about, well, anything that's going on. So hopefully those of you who we didn't get to, you'll call back Wednesday. And or what is it, Will? We got a website, right?
Yep.
And
yep.
That's the Greenhouse Effect or Greenhouse FX?
Yep, you got it, man. You landed the plane, man. Perfect.
So is the website the Greenhouse Effect or is it the Greenhouse FX?
Well, when you spell it out, it's the letter F and X. But
right, okay.
Pronunciating,
yeah.
It's the Greenhouse Effect, yeah.
Yeah, okay, but if someone's typing it in, they need to do FX?
The letter F and the letter X, yes.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So y'all can always post your comments there as well. Okay, man. Thanks again. Obviously, I'll be circling back, more flying metaphor, and talking with you
right.
on the other side of tonight, man. All right?
Listen.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, everyone.
Can you
sign
the waiver, everybody?
I didn't hear that.
I just said Happy New Year. See you on Wednesday.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be hitting you back. Love you, man.
Good night, everybody.
Glory, 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 glory. Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon. Formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living in us. Resistance is us.
That's why Rosa sat on the bus. Ain't nobody else out here, so I'm signing off. Good night, world.